Today we heard in the Holy Gospel about the Pharisee and the tax collector. And the Holy Gospel concludes by saying that whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is a very difficult thing, but it's also a very precious thing. If we want to teach our children how to be humble, we cannot humiliate them. If you humiliate someone, if you bully someone, you can make him a monster, but not a humble person. If we want to make our children humble, we have to be humble ourselves. And if we are humble, they can then follow the example that they see in front of their eyes on a daily basis. If we are not humble and we try in any other way to teach our children, it will never work. Whatever they see, they absorb it, and then they follow this example. The Pharisee was definitely not the most humble person on earth, but the tax collector, he was justified from Christ only because he admitted who he truly was. And we consider this as humility. We need to think about this. Just understanding who we are, it's a humble thing to do. And of course, it's not a humble thing to do, because understanding who we are is the reality. It's just that God judges us as humble if we just understand who we are. But imagine if we escape our own reality and we think that we are somebody, like the Pharisee, and then all our actions, they will be full from our ego. And then, regardless what we do, there will be nothing humble about it. And of course, we're in danger of losing ourselves, because the proud person does not worship God, but worships himself. If we think that we're always right, if we think that we know everything, if we think that we can judge others, we have the right to judge and correct others, if we think that people should look up to us, we are far from humble. And what this means is that we're just full of ourselves. And it's a very dangerous thing to be full of ourselves. We risk our own salvation. So if we were to imitate what the tax collector did, all it takes is to understand who we truly are. Once we do so, then there will be no reason to talk about ourselves, because we will know that whatever we are, we are because of God. And if God had not created us from nothing, we would have been nothing. And although God created us from nothing, without God, again we are nothing. So how can I be proud about me being nothing and not just give glory to God? We need to keep this in mind. Otherwise, our lives will pass. We will think that we did things. We will think that we helped others. We will think that we made a difference. And if we don't understand that it was God who did everything through us, we just wasted our life on earth. I wish to everyone to understand who we truly are, because without it, there is no spiritual life. If we don't understand who we truly are, we can't be spiritual. We can't go towards God. We go around ourselves, and we will be trapped, and our days are numbered. There is not much left, and we need to be aware, and we need to be more clever with our time, and we need to use our time to help others and to give glory to God. So maybe now that the Great Lent starts, if anything, the Great Lent will start soon, if anything, we can just think about what we've done right, what we've done wrong, what we've done without God, meaning what have we done with our own strength, which is nothing, because without God's strength we can do nothing, and come to an understanding and come to a realization. People who get upset with things, people who think, as we said before, that they can correct others, they usually have what we call small dog syndrome. And this means that they can't see how small they are, and they want to impress. When someone is humble, means that he has guts. It takes a man to be humble. Try not to talk back when they insult you. It takes strength. But talking back, reacting, trying to teach others, it's easy, but it's not real. We are not the ones to teach others, only God is. So, starting this Great Lent, we should try and understand ourselves a bit better. This will make us a little bit more honest with ourselves and God, and this might open the path ahead to inherit eternal life. Thank you.